Hello and welcome to this week's Oxcast Extra. I'm here with Jack Greenall, the creator of Smoke and Thyme. Hi, Jack.
Hi.
So how did you get into cooking?
Well, I guess I've sort of always been into cooking, but the biggest thing that I think has affected me was living in London for university and going to Borough Market. And I found out about that in my second year of uni and went there almost every week for about a year. I eventually ended up getting a job there, cool. Working at Brindisa, which was a Spanish food importer. And the great thing about that is that then you get a discount on everything at the market, so it was that helped out a lot, yeah.
What sort of things were you doing there?
I was on the chorizo sandwich stand.
Oh, so amazing.
That was me for about 10 months.
Wow. That sounds like a great job.
Yeah, it was good fun.
And so how did you go from there to setting up Smoke and Thyme?
A friend of mine who was actually a chef came to me asking if I wanted to help him do a pop-up restaurant. His partner had just dropped out of it. I found out about 6 months later that he was expecting me to talk him out of it. But I didn't. Instead, I said we have to do it. And so we did. And there was a two-month guest chef residency at a pub in Soho called the Sun and 13 Cantons. It went very nicely. So well, in fact, that he got another job off the back of it and wow. Abandoned me. And I decided to carry on my own. It was at that point that I set up Smoke and Thyme as a blog where I could test out and write new ideas as I was coming up with them and look for really any opportunity that I could to make some money out of it.
Yeah.
Sometimes describe myself as just a foodie with a very expensive hobby.
Excellent. So I guess Smoke and Thyme are most known for their amazing supper clubs at Restore. Can you tell me a bit more about them?
Yeah, that's new development for me. We started in September, arranged for a run going up until Christmas, hoping for it to continue beyond that, but we don't have any confirmed dates for that yet. In preparation for the gastro residency with my partner, we had a lot of dishes that we needed to test out. And I quickly realised that it was going to cost us a lot of our savings to test them all. So I said to him, do you think we could get some friends who might come and pay to try out these brand new dishes? And we called a few of our friends and about five phone calls later, we had 8 dinner parties set up.
Amazing.
Yeah, we've got pretty amazing friends as well. I learned from that. So when I was left on my own, that was one of the things that I returned to as an idea. The blog as well, in the same way, lots of things to test out, needed some people to tell me what they thought of them. So started running these supper clubs on a pay-what-you-want basis, which is really good. It worked nicely because it was friends and family, and people got to give us exactly what they thought the dishes were worth, and that was a really good point of feedback as well. So that's worked out really nicely for me, and that's one of the things that I've been continuing to do at Restore. I run them on a pay-what-you-want basis, and I still, just as before, test out whatever new ideas are in my head there. Although now that it's gone from 4 people to 30 people a night, I do sometimes have to do a little bit of practice first.
Yeah.
But it's been really good fun, and Restore was a fantastic partner for this, a friend who volunteers for them. She drafted me to do their garden party back in August, and through that I learned about the venue and the work they were doing, and their cafe is absolutely gorgeous, and it seemed like a really good setting to sort of expand into.
And can you talk me through November's menu? Because I've had a look. Sounds delicious.
So on November's menu, we've got coriander pesto with home-baked bread and harissa. Then slow-braised lamb with celeriac, cumin and saffron rice. And toast ice cream for dessert.
Toast ice cream?
Yeah, that's a specialty of mine. It's inspired by a passage in Alice in Wonderland. The drink me potion is described as having 6 different flavours, and it's like pineapple, turkey, roast ham, dessert, and then toast. And I was like, hang on, that's the one that's not like the others. Toast isn't a flavour, toast is a thing that things go on. But I got obsessed with the idea of a toast-flavoured thing, and so I tried to make a toast-flavoured ice cream. And it worked really nicely. I put honeycomb in it, which sort of gives you the crunch of the toast. But the flavour itself, which, you know, generally just tastes like toast, comes from a couple of hot buttered slices of toast that get soaked in the custard until they're completely tender and then blended up and churned in the ice cream mix.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty great. People often ask me if it's like brown bread ice cream, which I know the Modern Arms do in a couple of places. But actually it isn't, because that's very much about the texture of it. This doesn't have the texture of toast, it just has the flavour. And then just a little bit of crunch from the honeycomb. Mm. But yeah, it's really cool, and everyone loves that one, and one of my favourites.
So what's your most favourite dish to cook?
Depends entirely on the day. I go through the phases of getting obsessed with things. The braised lamb, for instance. I was out at a restaurant with a friend, and they had like a lamb biryani dish to share that he really wanted to try. And I was sort of ambivalent about it, because I was sort of like, oh, it's casserole lamb, you know, how great is it going to be? But it was amazing. I always used to think there was sort of a trade-off between flavour in the meat and tenderness of it. And if you cook for long enough to be tender, you lose too much of the flavour, and vice versa. But this one didn't have the trade-off. Both of them were perfect. And I got obsessed with it, and I tried to perfect it. And that's how it works for everything. I hear about an idea, or I try something, and get into it, and I cook nothing but that for a week, and then I move on. And at any given time, that's sort of, I'm at some point in that cycle. So yeah, a single favourite is probably impossible to pick.
So you say you get inspired by trying other foods. What else inspires you?
Well, I read a lot of cookbooks, looking for new ideas. Sometimes it comes from really unexpected sources, like the Alice in Wonderland thing. Any dish or new technique that I hear about, you know, if it's exciting me, then I'll want to try it. And yeah, it's usually something like that.
And who's your favourite chef? Are you able to narrow it down?
Yeah, I really like David Chang. He has a restaurant in New York called Momofuku. It's a ramen bar, or that was his conception when he started it. It was just to do the best possible ramen that he could make. But because he's a genius, it, you know, transcended that. And now there's three restaurants, and one of them has two Michelin stars. And I love that idea of sort of taking something very simple and doing it as well as you possibly can, and then bringing in imagination and creativity to completely change what it is that you're all about. So he's a really big inspiration, yeah.
What's your comfort food in these cold winter nights?
The turning of the season was why I decided to do this braised lamb dish. Mm. So anything like that, sort of pot roasts or casseroles, that kind of thing. Spaghetti bolognese, definitely comfort food, yeah.
So a lot of people are going to be celebrating bonfire night. What do you think you would cook to celebrate it?
So for me, I guess bonfire night, I want to say like a chili con carne or something. And I'm actually tonight, for a couple of friends, I'm trying out a chipotle flavoured ice cream.
Oh.
Which is like a jalapeno chili that's been dried and then smoked over pecan wood. So I've done one spicy ice cream before, and that was a big hit. And I love the way that the sort of the, you get the contrast between the cold and the creamy, and then the hot and spicy. So the next thing that I'm going to try is something a bit like that, yeah, like a chili con carne with a scoop of a smoky chili ice cream in it. I reckon that'd go down a treat on bonfire night.
Yeah, wow. You're blowing my mind. So apart from all the events you do at Restore, you also cater for private events. How can people get in contact?
They can go to the website, which is smokeandtime.com, T-H-Y-M-E. And there's a contact form there, and you can get in touch. I can either do a menu of your choosing, or I can do what's really good fun is the experimental supper club type menu, where I just cook whatever I'm interested in, and you pay what you think it's worth. Otherwise, yeah, everything's open to negotiation.
Fantastic. Where do you see Smoke and Time going?
That's not entirely up to me, of course. That depends on how much support I get from people coming back. But so far, it's just been overwhelming. The supper clubs, I was expecting to have to do some promotion for it. Certainly at the point where I, you know, was thinking of doubling the number of people I was bringing in when I was doing them at home. But almost immediately, there was just such a fantastic uptake on it that I'm flattered and humbled by that we, you know, we were adding extra dates 3 weeks before the first one even happened. So if it continues like that, then the sky's the limit. But at the moment, I'm exactly where I want to be. All I've ever wanted to do is keep cooking and keep trying out new things. So the future's looking pretty great for me at the moment. Yeah.
Fantastic. That's great news. And if people want to come along and try your fantastic menus for themselves, is there still space on the next supper club?
So I have one on November the 13th, the second Friday of the month. I think there's a couple of spots left on that. Otherwise, that's all I've got left open in November. There's a few spots left at the December ones. And about to start doing the thing that the supper clubs have kind of been working up to as well, which is rather than the experimental pay what you want, the part where it sort of finally pays off and I actually do the best dishes that I've worked on over the last year as part of a menu with a theme, with a through line. The first one for that coming up is called Fishmas. It's going to be the week before Christmas, and it's a fish-themed tasting menu of six or seven courses of the best fish dishes that I've come up with last year.
My word. That sounds great.
Yeah, it should be pretty good. There'll be information about that on the website as well and a link to where you can buy tickets.
Do you do a sweet fish dish?
You'll have to come along and find out. Obviously, yeah, coming up with a fish-themed dessert has been the trickiest part, but I think I have a nice idea for something that will fit the theme without being too weird and alienating. Yeah, it should. It's a good one.
I'll definitely take your word for that. Are you in charge of cooking Christmas dinner?
I split that duty with my dad at the moment. Yeah, we have our own likes and preferences and have to negotiate through those. But yeah, I think I did last year, so this year might be his turn. I'm not sure.
Brilliant. So make sure to follow Smoke and Thyme on social media to keep up to date and keep an eye on what's happening.